We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, it is 94WIP. All right, so Doug Peterson, I am convinced that he is taken for granted by many around here. I don't know what that percentage is. I think, and by the way, it's not most. Most people, I think, have Doug properly slotted in, you know, not in the top three or four amongst NFL head coaches, but in that next group of, you know, four or so. I've got him number six. CBS Sports, though, has him down at number nine, current NFL head coaches. Behind guys like McVay at six, Kyle Shanahan at five, which to me is laughable. John here has him outside of the top 10, which is even more laughable. For more on all of it, let's go out to Schwartz Carlton guest line. If you're injured at work, get justice. Call Schwartz Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. He does a phenomenal job at 94WIP.com/GoBirds, part of the Go Birds page. Hats off to him for having some great ideas with all the fun we did with the Go to Broad Street the last many weeks. Mr. Elliot Shore Parks is with us. What's up, Elliot?
So, guys, I got to say, I always enjoy listening to the show, but today especially, I've been just sitting here waiting for my call at 11. So I'm excited. I'm excited to talk about this, Doug Peterson.
All right, Elliot, let me start with a simple question to you. Do you believe that John Ritchie and some others in Philadelphia take Doug Peterson for granted as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Absolutely. I think now that we're 2 years removed from it, Doug is the top reason they won the Super Bowl. And I don't even know if there's a particular close second. I mean, Doug, what he did that year with adjusting the team from the injuries, adjusting the offense to Nick Foles, the big calls in the big spots, all the big games that he coached them to a victory in. I mean, Doug was the reason they won that Super Bowl. And honestly, he might be the reason they've made the playoffs the last 2 years.
So how do you know that?
I watched it. What do you mean? I saw it
didn't seem like those adjustments were made in the absence of Frank Reich and John DeFilippo.
I disagree with that. When you look at Doug's, if you look at the Eagles' offense over the last 3 years, and really, I guess if you take away last year because Foles wasn't here, but the offense has been fine when Foles has been in. And I'm not trying to make this a Foles versus Wentz thing, but I do think one thing you're overlooking when you talk about the offense struggling is he's dealt with not only a ton of injuries, but honestly, overall, average to below average quarterback play when Wentz has been in there because he's been coming back from injuries. He's had rust at times. And the Eagles offense has still been in the top half of the league. I think when you look at Doug, the main flaw he has is the beginning of games. But outside of that, his team always comes to play hard. You know, they're big late in games. They win big games. I mean, how many times in Doug's career has he lost a big game? And not only have not lost it, but been the reason they lost. I can't think of a single time that there's been a critical game the Eagles have gone into and they've lost because of Doug Peterson.
Wow. Jeez. It's so hard to say. I mean, there's so much like causality. Like we are missing a lot of the key information as far as who does what in that, you know, within that coaching staff that makes it really hard to discern exactly who's responsible for what. But all I know is this year Doug has a bigger role. Like we are sort of led to believe that he will have more of a hand in the offensive coordinating, even though you've added Rich Scangarello and Marty Morningweg. Doug has more responsibility, and I'm expecting this offense to look a lot better than it has.
Well, it needs to pick up. I mean, Elliot, there's no doubt part of being a coach is to reinvent, you know, your approach. We've seen Belichick do it many times. We saw Don Shula run the ball like 150% of the time back in the 70s and pass the ball about 70% of the time with Dan Marino. So, I mean, you got to change it up. And you know, do you think Doug, I mean, let's put it this way. Do you think Doug is now on the right track or a better track with some of these guys he brought in? And is Doug to blame for who his coaches were the last 2 years after Reich was out here?
Well, I do think Doug is to blame partially for Mike Groh. I mean, he wanted Mike Groh. Doug's a big fan of promoting from within. I think you've seen that, you know, with a lot of things, both in terms of Groh, you know, some of the moves he made this offseason. So I do think he's partially to blame for that. I think one area where Doug learned last year and an adjustment I think you'll see going into this year is I do think he didn't get Wentz out on the move enough early on in the year. And as the season went on, he figured out that was where Wentz was at his best. So I thought that was one adjustment that Doug did made late in the year. And I think going into next year, especially you mentioned Dan Gorillo and those type of guys they brought in, Marty Morningweg, you're going to see Carson move a lot more. And I think that'll be the big adjustment Doug makes heading into next year.
Hey, we've heard a lot of people point to the injuries and say, hey, the Eagles are more injured than every other team in the NFL. I don't think that's the case. I think it's an excuse that people like to use. Early in the season, before a lot of these injuries, who is most responsible for the Eagles starting out 4-6 and 5-7 the last 2 years?
I think ultimately you probably do put that on Doug. I mean, he's the head coach, so if you're going to give him credit in the wins, you have to in the loss as well. But I really don't think you should overlook the fact that Carson Wentz has been an average to below average quarterback the majority of the last 2 years. When you look at some of the games they've lost, it's because I think he's had accuracy problems. But also, I think that the main reason, though, I would say overall, is the slow start to games. And I think that does fall on Doug. But again, only I think three other teams have made the playoffs the last 3 years, like the Eagles have. So, yes, you can nitpick things, and there's been some ugly moments. But overall, when push comes to shove, the Eagles have been one of the best teams in the league. And I think that's because of Doug.
Is it possible that Doug is more frustrated with Carson than he lets on? I mean, I guess there's
I believe that.
There's a lot of things that add up to me asking that and wondering that. And with, I guess, Joe, you believe that.
I do believe that. I mean, Elliot, I think that the Eagles kind of try to shield from the public some of their frustration with Carson. It's my belief. Yeah. It's a theory. I can't prove it, but I sense it. Do you agree with that?
I do think the Eagles, more so than any other player on the roster, are very hesitant about criticizing him. But I also know, just from being around Doug and talking to him, I don't sense that he has some type of built-up frustration with Carson that he's, you know, hiding. Look, I think there's definitely been times where Carson hasn't played well. You can say that for a lot of people on the roster, but since he's the quarterback, it matters a lot more. I do think the fact that the offense has played really well at times when Foles was in there, I think kind of adds to the perception. But overall, I don't think Doug is, you know, frustrated with Carson or can't stand coaching Carson or anything like that. I think it's been a rocky two years for Carson, but I think Doug still believes that he can win with him and, you know, that the offense can click with him.
Elliot, let's hop topics here for a sec. Gut feeling, we're a month from training camp. Gut feeling based on what you hear from people around the league, do you think NFL training camps will start on time in 1 month?
I do. I do believe. Now, as you mentioned, you know, it's just a guess at this point. Now, the people around the league that I talked to do think it is going to start. I know the players are preparing for it to start. The Eagles are preparing for it to start. Anything can happen. You know, we don't know, but I think more so than the other sports, the NFL has shown they're just going to push through this thing. They are. Now, we'll see what the state restrictions are. I know that in Arizona, now they're not allowing groups more than 50 people for 30 days, and the Cardinals training camp starts in 28 days, I think. So there are going to be complications potentially, but I do believe training camp starts on time.
Are the Eagles staying put player-wise? I mean, will we see anything else go down before training camp starts? The Yannick Ngakoue thing, it's still possible, right?
It's tough because of the salary cap situation they're in right now. I mean, even without the potential impact of COVID, you know, really messing with the salary cap in 2021, they were already $50 million over the salary cap. I would be very surprised if they made a big-time move before training camp. If they did, I do think it's Yannick. I don't think it's Jamal Adams. I don't think it's Jadeveon Clowney. I think Yannick is the big move they would make. But more realistically, I think you might see them add a veteran offensive lineman, someone that can ideally play guard and tackle. I think they needed one even before Brandon Brooks went down. But now, especially that he did go down, I think you need a backup veteran offensive lineman. So I think you could see something like that, maybe a running back. But in terms of big moves, I'd be very surprised.
All right, Elliot, great stuff. Stay safe out there. We hope for training camp in a month. And thanks, as always, for joining us on the program, man.
Yep, no problem. Talk to you guys.
Thanks, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks. Let's go right back to the phones. Talk to Dan in Philly. What's up, Dan?
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
Good, buddy.
I don't get how Elliot keeps saying it, just to switch topics for a minute. Carson's average to below average quarterback. His numbers say a completely different story.
Yeah.
Other than Elliot's opinion.
Well, I just to be fair, I sensed, and I'd have to go back and have the court reporter read it back, that he was referencing the periods of times when the Eagles struggled and Carson struggled. That was, you know, not the final month, but I thought he was talking about the 4-6 start and the 5-7 start.
There's
granted,
a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that adds up to this. You know, like, Dan, one thing that I think of and specifically is the smile on Doug's face when Jalen Hurts was drafted.
I totally agree.
The smile, like, I can't wipe that out of my – like, what on earth went down there? Like, whose pick was that really? I will never know, most likely. But, like, I thought at the time, if I'm Doug, yeah, I'm a quarterback coach at heart, and that's the position I played, and I love bringing more quarterbacks on board. But at the same time, it's like, shouldn't you be, like, sort of protective of your guy?
Right.
You know, Carson, if Carson's your guy, you're not smiling the way Doug was smiling when they drafted Jalen Hurts.
I agree, John. I really do.
And as for Doug, John, I unfortunately, I agree with Joe. I mean, he's done more than any other coach with less. And he almost beat Sean Payton in that playoff game, if not for the Alshon Jeffrey drop.
And the
Brandon Brooks injury really hurt the Eagles that game, which, of course, is a huge scare for what could be up ahead for the next 16 games.
I mean, as a coach, you go into the season with your certain players and your certain packages and plays for the players. And then a quarter way through the season, you lose your starters. So then you readjust, and then halfway through the season,
when you had your starters, you were 4-6 and 5-7.
I don't know. I think he's definitely a top 8-6 coach in the league.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, Dan, give me a great song about a real life person.
This great song was about three real life persons. American Pie, Buddy Holly.
Already been said. Oh, give me another
good one.
Oh, really? How about Norma Jean? That was also sung about Princess Diane by Elton John.
You got it, buddy. Dan, appreciate the phone call. So he's going Candle in the Wind there. He's going with the original. That was her name, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe. Yep, there we go. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, this day in sports history, some major hellos and major goodbyes in Philadelphia sports happened on this day in sports history. We'll hit that up ahead. Some controversial decisions, actually, if you really think about it. We'll get to that. We'll rock all the calls. And, by the way, decisions with present-day implications. What am I talking about? Tell you next. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.